We are prepared and geared for elections. As far as our party is concerned, we have done everything humanly possible to ensure that peace prevails so that we have credible elections. So we are in the process right now of encouraging people to register as voters, and we are very keen to make sure that as many people as possible register as voters. We are a bit concerned about the opposition parties, particularly the MDC led by Prime Minister Tsvangirai. We don't really understand what is going on, whether it is his own thinking or it's something that is pumped into his head that he goes around the region and the continent appealing to heads of state of his government to try to persuade President Mugabe to continue the elections. These elections are part of the GPA. We have done the constitution. Parliament is put. I was just saying elections are part of the GPA. Under the GPA, we're supposed to have a constitution. We have got the constitution. The lower house is approved of the new constitution. What is remained is the Senate. And the Senate is likely to pass the bill, the constitutional amendment bill, on Tuesday. After that, the president will assent to the bill, and the constitution of Zimbabwe will have been established. So we don't understand how the prime minister will be present throughout the region, trying to prevent the holding of the election. I think he has a fear, and that his party is right now segmented and divided. They don't even have a manifesto. They don't have a program to present it to the people of Zimbabwe. So that party is afraid of, because that he doesn't want to make it to the end. But from our own point of view, elections are going to be held, and the parliament will be dissolved on the 29th of June.
If elections are held, what assurances will you give Zimbabweans about how credible the elections will be?
We believe the elections will be in the first place peaceful, because we are talking about the need to have peaceful elections. The president has been preaching the gospel of peace. Every party leader has been paid to talk about peace, up to the lowest factor. So we think that if elections are peaceful, they are likely to be free and fair and credible. There will be no reason for anybody to complain about violence or any disorderly behavior or conduct during the election. We are quite optimistic that in the election will be free and fair. What is encouraging us is that we have had two visits by top American diplomats, first of all, Ambassador Andrew Young visited Zimbabwe, then Mr. Jesse Jackson also visited Zimbabwe to encourage us to work for peace, to ensure that our elections are free of violence. And this was very, very important for us, that is, America, particularly the black community, they are beginning to realize that things in Zimbabwe are not as bad as has been portrayed. We obviously would like them to go out and talk about removal of sanctions. They've all spoken about the need to remove sanctions, and we hope this will take place. So we are generally, we are all happy with what is happening in Zimbabwe.
You know very well that often the MDC has accused supporters of the ZANU-PF of intimidation and harassment and all that. If the elections are organized this year, what would you say? Because you initially said that you anticipate a peaceful vote.
Well, the accusations that have come up were totally misplaced. It was a strategy of the MDC that is creating violence. Violence in the country, elections will be discredited, campaign will be discredited. When they lose the elections, they are likely to lose. They always say it is because of the violence caused by ZANU-PF. So it's not just an ordinary strategy. But it's a grand strategy where they try to convince black persons that if there was no violence in Zimbabwe, things would not go the way they are doing. But the reality of the matter is that the MDC doesn't have grassroots support. Their policies are anti-people. They are anti-common people. They are corrupt. You can see it from various local councils. They are there to enrich themselves and not to think of the ordinary people. That is different from ZANU's program. We came from the liberation struggle with the idea objective of, first of all, liberating the people of Zimbabwe. Secondly, of ensuring that we empower the masses. We have given them land. Now we are saying they must return their resources. They must be able to get from their natural resources like mining, industry, agriculture. All those things are critical to the people of Zimbabwe. Because without those, we will not be able to benefit our ordinary people. Ours is a bread and butter issue. Give something tangible to our people.